Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Don't forget to download the radio.com app, search 95.7 The Game, and add it to your favorites. Don't miss a second, whether you're at home, in your car, or at work, and use the rewind feature to catch any moments you missed from the last 24 hours, including Howard Eskin, sports radio king in Philadelphia. He was really good on these airwaves at around 10:30 a.m. today. You could also tell your smart speaker, hey, Alexa, or hey, Google, play 95.7 The Game. Daryl the Guru Johnson here. Matt Stibitz back for vacation. And I can't wait to hear about his golf tournament a little bit later. Beating Dan Dibley and finishing ahead of Dan Dibley after the shenanigans Dan Dibley has been pulling over the last month, talking about Q ratings, begging for a 7-iron. Who the hell did Dan Dibley think he was? But he got humbled over the weekend by the one and only Matt Stamets.
I don't know about humbled. It's tough to humble Dan Dibley.
But really when he wrote that tweet that Timber's he was 22nd and you were 7th, that was humble pie, Steiny. And it's because that's you cool. gave up the 7-iron. That's why the golf gods
karma.
Blessed
you. So it was a win-win for
it's
me.
It's karma. There
Sweet.
You go,
I got you.
It's
I
karma. You know, he begged for the 7-iron, and, you know, he made you take a picture, and, you know, it kind of made us look soft on BSG. It's not just you, Steiny.
Hard, Steiny. I'm proud.
Yeah,
but,
man.
That's what you know what? But see, that's where there are a lot of comparisons between me and Steph Curry. We're both very similar.
You're both humans.
We're very similar. Both have we're both kind of baby-faced assassins. You know, everybody sees me giving the club to Dan Dibley, and they associate that with being a little soft. Well, you know what? You can think that, because once we get between those lines, once we get out on those fairways, I'm a killer. I'm a killer. And that's what I proved this weekend. Thank you.
Very proud of you, Steiny. I mean,
hey, Bonte,
I
real quick,
you.
This is ahead, super go. Duper hashtag random, and I got to tell Steiny, is it just me, or am I refreshing Twitter, everything, and I'm waiting on the Washington Redskins' new name like if it were my kid's name? Just get Red Tails right. And I'm just checking every second. Like, hurry up and give us a name.
You like the Red Tails?
That. I do like, and it has
their
a meaning,
logo.
Steiny.
That logo that came out is not bad at all.
I like the
now. I didn't see the logo. Oh,
you didn't? Oh,
yeah,
no. With the plane, the little jet or whatnot. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And we know Red Tails come. It's an honor for the Tuskegee Airmen, of course.
Perfect.
Watch Red Tails, a movie. It is perfect.
Yeah, great flick.
Honestly, how much faith do you have in Daniel Snyder to get this right?
I mean, anything but Warriors. Come on. We got the Warriors. I guess if you like what you like. There you go.
with all due respect, 90% of the heavy lifting is over, you would think. Coming up with a new name should be the fun part. I was thinking about this during the break as it relates to Kapler. Could it be – Could it be that we're overthinking it in a big way? And here's what I mean. I'm looking at the Giants' payrolls. Now, right. Buster Posey making 22 after next year, 2021. Then he goes down to 3. Cueto's making 21 up in 21 in 2021. Longoria is going to be making 18.7 in 2021. Crawford and Belt, big. Is it possible that what we're just really seeing here is the writing on the wall with the Giants? Push has come to shove. They have to start to transition. And you know what? Bochy can't do that because he's a legend. So you know what? Let's get a guy in here that nobody really knows, because we know the next 2 years are going to be tough. We know the next 2 years are going to probably not be as successful as we want. We might even need a bad guy. We might even need a bad guy to tell Brandon Belt, guess what? You don't play against any lefties this year. Maybe it's as simple as that.
Placeholder, Steiny. Sounds like he's a placeholder.
Exactly.
And I could totally see that happening. But again, like, I could see that scenario happening where he's the placeholder as the Giants transition into Joey Barton, Ramos, and Luciano, and all these young guys. I could totally see that. But on the flip side, again, I keep thinking about Farhan Zaidi and his association with Gabe Kapler, the Dodgers organization, and how he hired. He was a finalist for that job, got beat out by Dave Roberts. He goes to Philadelphia, 2 mediocre seasons, although their win total did go up from his first year to where the Phillies were at before Gabe Kapler arrived. But then I just think about Farhan and saying, I think Farhan is really married to this guy. I think Farhan wants to roll with Gabe Kapler as a transition into the next era of Giants baseball. So I could see a scenario where he's a placeholder, and then I could see a scenario where Farhan Zaidi gives Gabe Kapler every opportunity to try to grow with the Joey Barts, the Ramoses, and the Lucianos.
That was well said by both of you. And, Steiny, the scenario you just put out there, it wouldn't be the first time, and it damn sure is not going to be the last time. And, Bonte, I do believe they're married. I believe Farhan wants to hit a home run with this hire. There's nothing – you guys may disagree with this, but there's nothing to me more prestigious than having a manager that comes one time and stays like Bochy basically did. You know, he was his own brand. So I'm thinking Farhan thinks he may have his version of Bochy, who he can mold, and he'll be the Giant manager for umpteen years, and they'll get chips. May not work out that way, but again, you talk about stability in sports. You give me the list of the managers or coaches, and more time than not, often than not, when you got one name on there, that means things have been going well. You know, less names, things have been going well.
Yeah, and I think you look at where Kapler came from, Philadelphia. He goes 502 years. Well, they had huge expectations. And, okay, I think there's a very good chance that Kapler may be a stopgap. I also think there's a chance that Kapler is the manager in 2022.
Yep.
And that's the year you find out, because you surprise a little this year. Next year, it becomes clear that you're ascending. I mean, this is an ideal world. You start to make it clear you're ascending next year. Well, then in 2022, you know what? We'll give Kapler a shot at it. We'll give him a shot at it. And then at that point, he either becomes, you know, maybe at that point, and this is a little unfair, but I'm going to do it anyway. Maybe at that point you realize, you know what? He's Mark Jackson. He can kind of only take us to a certain level. We got to do something else to bring in the manager. And that would be fine, too. I bet you Giants fans would love that. Kapler's here for 3 years, and his last year, there's a little bit of a feeling that the team had more left in him. Just like when Mark Jackson, they lost the first-round series to the Clippers. Even though the Clippers were a good team, it kind of stung, and that's what made everybody, take a look at Mark Jackson more critically. But that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. That would be a success. Was Mark Jackson a success with the Warriors looking back?
I think so.
Yeah,
I do,
no
too.
Doubt.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah,
and a lot of the success wasn't even wins and losses. You know what I mean? It was DNA that he kind of put in Curry and Clay and the rest of the guys' thought process, mentally strong. So I would definitely say yes.
And that's probably what Farhan is hoping for with Gabe Kapler, is to insert that DNA into Joey Bart and company saying, okay, you guys can win. You can play at this level here. And to your point, Stardy, that's why I mentioned earlier in the show, I see Gabe Kapler here in 2022 because I think next year, honestly believe next year, it's going to be the Buster Posey farewell tour if he doesn't get traded in the offseason. And that will overshadow everything, which essentially gives Gabe Kapler another pass because everybody's going to be saying, oh, the memories of Buster Posey. Can't believe this is it for number 28 in the Giants uniform. Oh, how are you going to replace Buster Posey? When is Joey Bart going to play? How do you trade the Brandons? What are you going to do with them? Are you going to get assets for them? So I believe not only does Gabe Kapler get a pass this year, I think he's set up to get another pass in 2021 as well, no matter what the record is and no matter how fast or slow the Giants start. I think it's built in for Gabe Kapler to get the ultimate pass over the next season and a half.
And, Steiny, you're right. 2022, you said you see him being a manager in 2022. That would take him right up there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's going to be interesting because he does have baggage. And when things get a little bit negative, the baggage will come up again. The baggage will come up again if things start going south, and then that starts to become a little bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm wondering, when you're thinking about Buster Posey, does the fact that his leadership, what does that mean anything? That he just won't be in that clubhouse every day as a steadying, calm influence? I'm sure you talked about this.
Yeah.
But I was wondering what you guys thought about that.
Yeah, we talked at length about it Friday, Steiny. I think Shasky and Guru made some great points about it. You hear some of these youngsters just throughout spring training, whether it's spring training 2.0 or spring training 1.0 back in Scottsdale, Arizona. Apparently Buster Posey has been really good towards the young guys, giving them advice, giving them wisdom on how to navigate through a 162-game season. So I do believe his calming influence will be missing, not to mention his command in the dish as a defensive catcher, managing these pitchers. And we got some catchers here, Stardy. There's a who's who. Tyler Hinneman, who the hell is that? I mean, they got three catches on the roster right now. Yeah. We have no clue on who these guys are. So I think he'll be missed with, you know, his words of wisdom towards the young guys and then his command behind the plate when it comes to managing these pitchers as an in-game defensive catcher.
That's the one it's not so much Posey's leadership to the whole locker room. What they likely will miss this year is Buster Posey being Joey Bart's right-hand man all year, or at least for the next two or three months. The Giants aren't going to get they're not going to have that. It's not going to happen now with Posey not being there. I think that's too bad because I got to believe Posey is, well, we know what kind of guy Posey is. He's going to help this kid.
Yeah, and Steiny, when we were discussing it, I don't want to sound cruel or mean, but I'm not. You know, the Giants didn't get it done last year, and Buster Posey was a big part of that. He didn't have his best year, and we don't know what he was dealing with. But at the end of the day, no excuses. But I thought, you know what, behind closed doors, his leadership or those tangible things that he could help, you know, guys like Bart or any other, you know, young player. If I didn't think that would manifest into wins because it didn't happen last year. So I'm not saying they're not going to miss that. So I was kind of, you know, I wasn't too keen on that. But I also made this point just about Bart, and we know baseball's different, Steiny. I made this point. I kind of went on a rant. I'm going to share it with you. We always talk about baseball and the lack of its popularity. There's 60 games. The fan base is excited about Joey Bart. Now there's a very good chance we may not even see him. And I told Shasky and Bonte, damn it, I know it's player control. They don't want to start his clock. But why is MLB not like the NBA and NFL? Let the fans see the young player. It's see ball, hit ball, catch ball, Steiny. And I know it's more context to it than that. But at the end of the day, let some of these youngsters go out there and earn their keep. And if they're not getting it done, you put them on the bench or whatnot. But I just think it's a total miss – if Giant fans and me spectating can't see Joey Bart in a 60-game season when Posey is not playing for damn good reasons, I think it's a total fail in what ails baseball. Like, run this youngster out there, Stoney. It's college. They come from, some don't. In the NBA, I know it's different sports. They come from high school and play. Let's see Bart get some at-bats. What's the worst he can do?
Well, I'll tell you what could happen. How about if I throw an analogy at you using Matt Stoney?
You know, I love him.
So, I'm in 10th grade in high school, playing JV basketball. I got called up to the varsity about halfway through the year. Started playing, okay. And then we played a team called Reading High School, which is a inner city school, urban school. And I got my pocket picked by Tony Jenkins two straight times.
Gotcha.
I'm in 10th grade. Now we're 4 minutes into the game, and my coach took me out of the game. I didn't play the rest of the night. Why? Because he thought if I got 32 minutes of that I might never be the same. Clearly that's what he thought. Now I'll never know what would have happened, but that would be the thinking, that Joey Bart gets up here and is overwhelmed
on himself.
I do agree there's another side of that, which is, well, geez, I mean, if he comes up and struggles and that finishes him off, well, what kind of guy, how good was he anyway? So I see both sides there. I do.
And to add to that, how about he comes up and struggles, but he goes into the offseason saying, okay, this is where I struggled at. This is where I need to get better at. This is what they're doing to me.
Reality.
Now I'm going to be ready come spring training 2.0. Just get your feet wet a little bit. Just get your feet wet in the big leagues.
But here's another
I like
issue.
That.
Here's another issue. So the guy backing me up was a senior because we were in transition that year. You can't keep Bart on the field if everybody knows he's not one of the best nine players.
Right.
That'll have a spillover, because then all of a sudden you're like, oh, look at the golden boy getting treated differently because he's Joey Bart. He's going to be able to, you know, he doesn't get taken out of the lineup when he's hitting 149 over the course of 20 games or whatever, you know. So you run the danger of some locker room issues there too.
Well, I can see that, because Brandon Belt earlier on in his career, remember him, it was like he was getting shuffled up and down from Fresno. His first year, he comes up, hits a bomb in his second game against the Dodgers, hits a three-run jack, I believe, at center field at Dodger Stadium in 2011. But those first 2 years, Brandon Belt kept getting shuffled up and down from AAA, and it messed with him a bit. Not making an excuse for Brandon Belt,
right. But
that's what happened. So a guy like Brandon Belt, he sees Joey Bart come up, and he plays, say, 20 games, and he's batting 135. A guy like Brandon Belt be like, this guy, hey, you guys giving him every opportunity to his organization. I know it's a different regime and it's a different manager, but a guy like Brandon Belt may say, I didn't get treated like this. And I was the chosen one, apparently, when I was coming up. I was the next best thing for the Giants. All of a sudden, you got to treat this guy like he's the golden child? No, I'm not with that. So you can alienate some veterans like that. And now some people might say, who the hell cares about Brandon Belt? He's underachieved. He's going to be gone in a year anyway. But I get what you're saying, Stoney. You could run into a situation like that with a guy like Brandon Belt.
Fonte, can I ask you real quick, what are the catchers' names that are before Bart on the depth chart?
The only one I remember is Tyler Hinneman.
Who's better? Okay. No name.
Tyler,
I don't know how far Bart is from these no-name guys, but I hear what you're saying,
Rob Brentley.
Okay.
Bob Brentley? Bob Brentley?
Rob Brentley.
Rob Brentley.
Rob Brentley.
Boy, they have experience.
Yeah. Rob Brentley Tyler Hinneman.
You know, there's two. There's also two different. There's kind of two different situations with a young player, too. Okay, you kind of put him in there, and he just can't get it. I shouldn't say can't get it done. Like, he struggles early in his career.
Right.
Let's just say that. Okay, so now you. The question is, how long do you keep – how much leash do you give him? To me, that's where you run into a danger with veterans when they start saying this is a joke. this guy shouldn't even be up here. This guy shouldn't be in the lineup. However, there is another thing where, okay, the Giants play 30, 35 games, and they're, you know, they're 15 and 25, and they're not going anywhere. Well, that's when you go to your veteran and you say, look, I'm going to give this kid some at-bats. I get it. You're probably better than him right now, but he's 22 years old, and we get – and then a veteran, you give the veteran the option of like, all right, fine, I'll help this kid out, or can you get me out of here? But that to me is very different than playing a guy that the whole team kind of knows shouldn't be playing. Whether he's a phenom or not, you can't live with a guy failing and expect to keep the camaraderie with your team.
Yeah, but that on the flip side, again, I get where you come from, Stiney. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Does it really matter in a 60-game season if Joey Bart, because then you look at him and he struggles, and we say, well, it's a 60-game season. It's a small sample size. We don't really have a clear picture on what he could do. We'll just see him within the division playing against the Dodgers and Padres. All right, he'll make his adjustments in the offseason. I think you don't want to rush this guy, just period. I get the whole clock thing, and I know fans want to see him. Yeah. But why not just wait? Why not? This is the ultimate throwaway name. The ultimate throwaway season. Just whether Joey Bart plays or not, I don't think that matters for this team. I think the bigger question moving forward, one is Gabe Kapler the guy to manage this team and usher in the new era of Giants baseball? That's question number one. Question number two is, how do you move off of these contracts? And that's where Farhan is on the clock. Farhan made so many moves last year. I believe he made like 65 moves last year. Just little trades here and there with the Giants. I mean, he was willing to deal it like it was fantasy baseball. The second question I have is, what do you do with these contracts? Brandon Belt, Brandon Crawford, Buster Posey, Quato Shark, who's going to be a free agent. What do you do with these big money contracts? I think those are the two biggest pressing questions. Whether or not Joey Bart plays in a 60-game season, I think it's really irrelevant for this club. I really do.
And Stiney, I'm going to steal from Kyle on the G-Chat. He just made a great point, but there are no minor league games for Joey Bart.
It's true.
So you know this guy is a diamond in the rough, so he's not going to get seasoned at all. So do you think about that, the fact that he's not going to be able to work on his skill set where you would bring him up? And the two guys that, Brentley, that it doesn't sound like they're Johnny Bench or Tony Pena. So, again, I don't think this is egregious if you were to bring him up, Bart, to where you had all-star catchers looking at this young kid like, those are my innings he's catching. I think this would be the prime team to where you're devoid of talent, to where that wouldn't even come up. That would be my thought process, because he's not going to play.
Well, here's the other thing, and this is where you got it. This is where the Giants or any team has to figure this stuff out. I mean, Joey Bart's now been in the organization almost 4 years, all right? They got to know where he is in the process. They've got to have made some projection on what they think this kid can be at 25 years old, I would think. Because if they are saying right now, we don't even know what Joey Bart is right now, that's why we can't bring him up, because we don't know. We don't know what he is. Now, I'm not saying that's the case, but that's the other thing. I mean, I wonder, how do I want to say this? Like, the Giants know how good, you think the Giants know that if Joey Bart were the starting catcher for 50 games, that they have an idea of how he would do. Let's say, projecting it over 162 game season, let's say, you know what, his rookie year, he's probably only going to hit about 230, maybe 240, but he'll probably give us 20 homers and bring Knox runs. He'll get us 80. He'll give us 80 RBIs if we can get guys on base. I would think that the Giants have some feel for that now.
Yeah, they probably do, but let's keep in mind he's only played 22 games in Double A. They probably want to see him, and without the minors this year, they probably want to see him bat in Double A again, or at least see some Triple A pitching next season. Now, I get it. 22 games in Double A, batted 316, flash of power with 4 home runs and 11 RBIs, but only 22 games in Double A. You don't want to rush him up by skipping. Think about that. You play him at the major league level this year. That's skipping an entire level of minor league baseball. Now, I get it. Some guys, and I'm not comparing him to Giancarlo Stanton, but Giancarlo Stanton is one guy that comes off the mind right off the bat where the Marlins basically skipped him from AAA and said, we're going to promote him from AA. I get that. 22 games in Double A, is that enough to just warrant a major league, some major league time? I don't know, man. I really don't know there. And I get the fans want to see Bart. And in a 60-game season, you could say, you're in a no-win, you're in a low-lose situation. Let them see some major league pitching. But 22 games in Double A, man, that's a small sample size, man.
You're right.
And to skip them to Triple A, do you really want to do that?
I'll say this.
That's fair. That's fair.
This is the beautiful thing about baseball. If he were to come up and bat 300 and have 11 home runs in 60 games, Steiny, that wouldn't be a win. He would still have to come back, and everybody would say, oh, you did it because it was only 60 games. You're going to have to prove that you could do it in 162. So it's a two-way street, even if you failed or you balled out.
I also think they might know that.
This
guy's not ready to be our everyday catcher right now.
Right.
In fact, he's only a 240 hitter at the big league level, maybe. So what do? You know, you keep him at AAA, you fix a hole in his swing, or you work on his weakness, and then a year later you say, you know what? Now he's ready. And then what you hope is maybe that first year he hits 265. And then the next year, it's 278. You know, I mean, it's really try to establish a base. If you can establish a baseline that's pretty good, well, then there's no reason why he can't just improve over the course of his career.
No doubt about that, Steiny. And he is practicing with the big league club right now at Oracle Park. And the good thing is we'll get to see Joey Bart next week against the Oakland A's in an exhibition game, two exhibition games. So we'll get to see who Joey Bart is. It's a poll right now up on 95.7 The Game. How many games should Joey Bart play this year for the San Francisco Giants? Wonder what Giants fans feel out there, 888-957-9570. Should Joey Bart play any games at the big league level this year? If so, how many games should Joey Bart play in his 60-game season in 2020? 888-957-9570. And that will all be sponsored, all be brought to you by Harris Ranch Beef. Matt Steinman, Sterling Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill coming back. We'll take more of your phone calls, get back into what Howard Eskin had to say about Gabe Kapler. And then how many games will Joey Bart play at the big league level? How many games do you want him to play at the big league level this year? 888-957-9570. And that's all sponsored by Harris Ranch Beef.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Download the radio.com app and search 95.7 The Game. Add it to your favorites and don't miss a second. Whether you're at home, in your car, or at work, and use the rewind feature to catch any moments you missed from the last 24 hours, including Steve Mariucci on Damon Radulkowski. Fellas, that's our guy. How Steve Mariucci's cheating on us. You could also tell your smart speaker, hey, Alexa, or hey, Google, play 95.7 The Game. Here on the text line, fellas, an interesting question on the Chilton Auto Body text line from the 510. Is Gabe Kapler, is he the MLB version of Dennis Erickson? Wow, that would be good if he is, fellas. Unless you're talking about Dennis Erickson from the University of Miami.
That's what I was thinking. I'll take that one.
Right. Yeah. You take the one from Oregon State as well when you use a coach at Oregon State. But the one for the Niners or the Seahawks, you don't want that guy. So you hope that he's not the MLB version of Dennis Erickson here. Here's what Howard Eskin had to say about Gabe Kapler earlier today. He said basically Gabe Kapler has no chance in San Francisco. Let's hear from Howard Eskin.
I feel compassion for Gabe because he's kind of locked in this world that he can't get out of. I wish him the best, but he's got no chance out there. He's got no chance. He's following Bruce Bochy. He's following how many World Series? What do you have, 3 World Series championships under Bochy? He's got no shot. But he's got till next year now because of the season that we're in we will be in right now.
No chance, Steiny. No chance.
Well, I would say Bochy didn't ride out on the white horse, Steiny. They were, you know what I mean? 14's
really
been admitted.
What do you mean? You mean
it ain't like, you know, Bochy? Yeah, he didn't leave winning, right? Exactly. Thank you.
In fairness, that's not his job. It's not his job, but I hear you. I hear you. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to just see kind of how it plays out. Let me just throw this out. And by the way, one thing we've got to talk about today, because I need rehash of right. what happened last week in Jeopardy. I was out, because I'm up in Lake Tahoe, and I got word. Yeah, I got word in Lake Tahoe on midday Friday that we had an upset special in Jeopardy. What happened?
You know, let me tell you.
Go ahead, B, because I got my press conference.
Oh, man. So I already know Guru was texting you maybe 20 seconds after he won today. I got to text Heidi. I got to text Heidi. He repeated it like five times. I'm like, geez, really? So your boy had control of the game, Steidy. After Shasky was like, he was going with the $6 questions right off the bat. So it threw everything off.
Oh, yeah.
But your boy came out of nowhere and asked him the question. Remember the old Yankee fan against the Baltimore Orioles in the playoffs?
Oh, this was special.
Reached over the fence, and out of nowhere, Steidy, I got the answer right. Jeffrey Byers.
A fan reached over a fence. So I'm like,
pulled it out of my ass. Like, totally lucky. So I have control of the game. I got the Dibley double. I'm up three. And I got the question wrong about the Oklahoma City Thunder player who pushed Manu Ginobili in a playoff game. Didn't listen to the question correctly. It was Deion Waiters. I said James Harden. Wow. He was a rocket by then. And the tide just turned. And so we go into the last round. I think we're all tied, right? Or Guru had a slim lead.
Yeah.
And Guru, over two Giants fans.
Let me hear the, question. Okay. See if I can
What was the question, Guru? What was the question?
This Giant player hit 247 career homers. So listen to this, Steiny.
Doesn't remember his name, but he remembers the question.
So real quick, I thought I developed a little pattern by Whitey that he listens to our show the day of Jeopardy, and he'll have a question because I got the answer a couple Fridays ago real quick about Derek Carr and being checkdown king. So it was on me because they had missed it. And we had talked about Matt Williams on the show Friday, but I'm thinking, you know, that has something to do with the question. So my answer, when I pulled it out, was Matt Williams, thinking, oh, Whitey heard us talking Matt Williams, and I got it that way. So your boy's feeling good. And I know that had to put a pep in your step because you still got a chance to catch Tay, you know?
Well, a few things.
I see you smiling, but you ain't. What? I feel like you
are. I mean, hey, I came at you with a big congratulations.
I saw that. And that was great.
I saw that, too.
Congratulations.
I'm not going to lie. It ticked me off, Steidy.
Whitey's a preparation fiend. I'd be surprised if he didn't have the game complete and ready to go by 10 o'clock.
They let me know. Right.
Yeah,
Wednesday, the day of. Okay.
Right. I mean,
but it still worked for me, Steidy, for Matt Williams.
And here's the thing, Steidy. I didn't complain at all last week. You would have been proud of me for the complaints.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really complain.
Yeah.
But Kyle Batchett, he did it. He basically did it for me. He goes, I saw Bonte's mouth moving, but there's a big time delay. And it was just like, it was a tough go for your boy. It was a tough go, but I gave props to Guru. He pulled it out.
And my last thing, Steiny, Vontae, we can't forget this. Very impressive performance. We are still, all three of us, answering not in the form of a question. And I lost one. Wow. It was LeBron James, and I didn't say who. And we go back because the text line goes, Vontae didn't answer that question in a question. And it's like, dude, it's so crazy what you think you hear. We'll get better. Yeah, yeah.
And Guru got away with like three of them. And here's the thing that's bothering me, Steidy. Here's the thing that's bothering me, Steidy. Guru, every time there's a Dibley double, oh, so Whitey, it's just Shasky? It's not all of us? It's like we've been playing a game for 9 weeks now.
You guys,
we've been playing a game for 9 weeks.
Right.
Plus, there's one stat that stays intact is Guru still is winless in a game I play in.
Ooh.
So that's still very important to me.
Steiny,
and it's kind of like, I'm just saying. I got to hold on to something.
The strategy employed by Joe Shasky was just out of nowhere. He was taking the big money questions off the board, and it was just throwing everything off. He ruined the board.
You know what? It sounds to me like Shasky plays Jeopardy, like Guru plays pickup basketball. Just kind of got it.
Yeah.
Take control.
Yeah,
and
Yeah,
I don't.
Wow.
I like, yeah, you know what, but that's me. I like going first, second, third, 2, 4, 6, but
yes,
that's just me.
Oh, and Daryl the Guru Johnson with the air ball.
Hey, I got to tell you, after round number one, the excitement in Guru's voice for the second straight week, I got to calm down. He got two in a row, right, Steiny? And it was like, pop the bubbly. And it this is what really got me. Matt Ashlak, I think they deleted it. But they had Guru. They had his face on Steph Curry's body with the Run TMC hat on, with the Larry O'Brien trophy. Talk about this is one of the greatest accomplishments in Bay Area sports history. It's like the FanDome. The FanDome. Like, it's like us against the world, Steiny, with his Guru playing Jeopardy. All odds against us, man.
I'm getting better. Well, Steiny, you said it. You go, Goo, you're going to run into one when we first got started, and I ran into one. And now, but the last 3 weeks, I've been, I'll just say,
no
competitive.
Doubt. I'm different.
So you got to just relax.
And you know what? And here's something that I can probably say is official, even though I have no data to back it up. I got to believe most listeners root for Guru. I mean, because they go to the underdog, and he struggled early. And that's why the Giants may not bring up a Joey Bart, because he'll play like Guru played Jeopardy the first 4 weeks. Then what do you do?
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
Steiny. Don't sell him short. Don't sell him short the first 7 weeks.
Something like that. I can't. Yeah, turn your mic on, Goo. By the way,
yeah, Guru, turn the mic.
Thank you, guys. Well, I got excited. I wanted to say they can't see us on Zoom. And Bonte, real quick here, the best jersey to me in sports is the Celtics away green. You have a green. Is that a soccer jersey you got on, Bonte? It's phenomenal. And I just want to commit to
this. San Francisco Glid soccer jersey with the Carlsberg
on
the
front. That's
shout
nice.
Out to Ryan Macchiana for the jersey. Okay. I felt like I was in a jersey mood today.
It
switch
looks
it up
nice.
A little bit.
I like
wearing a lot of T-shirts during quarantine. Wanted to wear something different here.
You know
by the
what?
Way, the NBA. Go ahead, Steiny, real quick.
Yeah, real quick. And this is very – and I'm gonna throw this at you guys. So, just for a little while – I mean, don't get me wrong, but – even when I'm not playing well, I can still put up great numbers. But it was something I was getting out of bed maybe 2-3 weeks ago and putting my slippers on and putting first pair of gym shorts that were laying by the bed on and whatever T-shirt. I come down here. You know what? I did something today. I've made a change. I'm getting up a little earlier. I'm taking a shower. And I'm making sure to put shoes on. Shoes and socks, a nice pair of shorts, and a clean T-shirt, because the show was starting. The show would end at 2 o'clock, and I'd be in my slippers with gym shorts on, a T-shirt sticking out, and I just couldn't do anything after that. You know what I mean? I was just like, I just did not want to take the slippers off. So what I'm saying is, I'm feeling a little more energized today, and. Sure, that'll probably only last for another 32 more minutes, but nevertheless.
Right. Yeah.
Nevertheless.
I don't expect
I'm clean
you to be like
and I got
Friday,
shoes
Steiny.
On today. What's that?
I don't expect you to be this chipper on Friday. We're vacation Steiny when he comes back, man. Are we going to get the guy
full.
From South Carolina?
Yeah, the tank
are we
going to get the guy? Right.
Yeah.
The tank is definitely full after a great weekend at Tahoe.
That's
real
true.
Quick, I want to throw something at you guys about the NBA. First of all, Kevin Durant, the ESPN show, The Boardroom, that's been canceled. I don't think Kevin Durant will lose any sleep over that. The Boardroom has been canceled. It's no shop on HBO. Kevin Durant seems he can't catch a win, even when he does win. Multiple tips also from Sham Serrano. First of all, Harrison Barnes tested positive for COVID-19. Yesterday it was Russell Westbrook and James Harden. Today, Harrison Barnes, he's in quarantine right now. But also this, the snitch line. We talked a lot about the snitch line and the Twitter detectives. Yeah, that's right. The Twitter detectives basically sought out Kelly Oubre Jr. Kelly Oubre Jr. For basically snitching on Holmes for the Sacramento Kings. Sham Serrano says, he just tweeted this out, multiple tips have been placed into the NBA's anonymous hotline to report protocol violations on campus, sources tell The Athletic and at the stadium.
Multiple tips have been placed into the NBA's anonymous hotline to report protocol violations on campus. So what is going on campus in the world of Disney down there in Orlando?
I think there's some honest mistakes being made, to tell you the truth. But I also think, you know what? I might use that line if I see something, because this is serious.
Wow. Like,
this is serious stuff. And everything's going to catch up to you if you're not playing by the rules. Like, I actually am starting to think the NBA can pull this off, because there's so much testing, and they have really, boy, have they thought about a lot of different things. And right. I know that there's variables that may come into play that they have no control over, and it'll sabotage or change everything. But the only way it's got a chance to work is if, you know, 98% of the people in the bubble follow the rules. So I might make a call if I saw Guru. I don't know what I have to see Guru doing, leaving campus to go to a club. And then coming home and saying, "Hey, I was at the club. I was at a club, man. It was awesome." It's like, "All right, that's cool, Goo. And give me that phone."
Starty, I echo those sentiments. And Dante, it's not like they're in Vegas. It's not like we're not dealing with the pandemic. It's not the strip or the clubs or the casinos that are tempting you. So my question to the guys, I mean, these are grown-ass men. This is real serious for somebody to violate. It's just what you said, Steiny, like Holmes from Sacramento. It has to be an honest mistake, because what would you or could you possibly be doing to put not only yourself in danger, your life, others? So I don't get what's out there for you to violate anything.
Well, it's just a matter of, like,
help me out, Bonte.
Short-term gain. I mean, you know, it's like, kind of what we did as a country walk? Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. You know, we all kind of got a little loose and we paid the price a little bit. The other thing is, you know, guys like Rashawn Holmes, although I know the Kings like him and they think he's going to be a player.
Yeah.
Hey, if I'm a ninth man, I ain't messing around. I shouldn't say ninth man, but an 11th man, I ain't messing around. I ain't going to be a problem as an 11th man. I'm just not. And you know what? And if I'm LeBron and Anthony Davis, I actually think I'm going to lock in too. So I think a lot of players do have a vested interest in doing the right thing and doing the protocol the right way.
I love how Mama Holmes made light of the situation. Dr. Holmes, Rashawn Holmes' mom, she tweeted at him, said, "You only crossed the line for your mama's cooking." And I was not in Florida, sir. Hashtag wow. LOL. Okay. Love you, baby. Boom. So she made light of it. It's like, what are you doing there? So that was pretty funny here when we talk about the bubble. Starty, we haven't even got your thoughts here. I do want to bring up the top 10. We're reset with Gabe Kapler at 1 o'clock and have some Guru's gripes. But you missed so much, Steiny. First of all, the top 10s, Guru's top 10s. But then the Orlando bubble. We see media members, Mark Medina, our guy Ben Golliver, from the Washington Post, they're all showing the hotel rooms. What are your thought process? From what you've seen with the bubble, the food, some of the games, some of the fishing. I didn't know there could fish on the resort there. I didn't know they could play golf within the bubble. What's your thoughts on the bubble, Stratty? I want to get your thoughts on that.
Man. And we talked a little bit about this before the show. I understand that there's a segment of people that are saying, this doesn't make any sense. We should forget about sports for a while till we get this thing going. Maybe forget about sports till 2021. And I respect that, but the reality is they're going to try it. They are going to try to pull this thing off in the bubble. I actually am starting to think for the first time, I think they're going to be able to pull it off. I really do.
Yeah.
And I know Harrison Barnes he's tested positive. Okay. Well, he's now going to be quarantined. By the time he gets back to the bubble, he'll be healthy, or he'll test negative, and we'll kind of move on. And I think it might work. I really do. Because, again, isn't the bubble in a lot of ways safer than just living normally, which you really shouldn't be doing anyway?
I think so. I think Iguodala hit it on the head with this quote. Andre Iguodala, of course, we know him as a former Warrior, now with the Miami Heat. He said, the majority of the league comes from low to middle class income families. We've played in worse conditions. And the conditions that they're in right now, they've got the testing, the 24-hour turnarounds. They got, I know the food's not the greatest. They're complaining about the food, but let's not be tone deaf here. But they're able to order out Joe's Crab Shack, Morton's, and so on and so forth. They are in probably the best situation in all of Florida when you think about the numbers spiking. So I'm with you, Steiny. I think it's going to take Armageddon in order to shut down the NBA. I think, honestly, I think they're going to, once they get started, they will not stop, and we will see a champion. I've never been this confident during the pandemic about the NBA, but now that you see the setup goo and you see everything happening with the practices and the testing and the way they're in their rooms, I think the NBA is going to have a champion. I think it's once it gets started, it's not going to stop.
Yeah, and I'll say this, and we kind of talked about it earlier. You know, I know I have taken sports for granted. It's always been there. Whenever I needed it, I could go do what I needed to do. It would be there, and we've lost it for 4 months. But I talked about Steiny. What about the Amazon Prime delivery driver that delivers your golf club or clubs, whatever we buy on the internet because we're at home shopping? But those people, guys and gals, are risking their life to make that delivery. We gotta remember. Yeah, these guys play sports. They get paid handsomely, but at the end of the day, too, they got a job, and they also had a choice in this instance to go to the bubble. But I'm going to say this, and I ain't no politician, but this is how I feel. The one positive thing, if you could call it that, during this pandemic, regardless of how much money you make, what's your tax bracket, this virus is real. No matter how much money you have, you're supposed to be at home, you know, being safe. I'm just wondering, seeing these athletes kind of, quote unquote, put their life on the line, like the common folk that are going to work just to put food on their table, if that gap has been brought closer between, oh, you know, there's something different than the average Joe. I just think if they can pull this off and get back to playing, you're going to have a lot of people going through a lot of different things that, like me, took sports for granted and may now watch for the diversion. So, with that said, I love the fact that these – I don't want anybody to, you know, get positive tests, but Russell Westbrook, by all accounts, if it goes well, he'll be back and ready to go. And right. And so will Harrison Barnes. So I do think this – you know, they'll get this this thing all the way through and we'll get a champ.
And I get that some people completely disagree. And they'll say they shouldn't even be playing sports. But again – They're going to try. And you know what? I hope to hell they succeed. I mean,
no doubt.
Because the novelty of it is going to be very interesting. And I do think, you know, Guru, you said, you know, these guys are putting their lives on the line. And my first thought was kind of, are they really? I mean, they're 28 right. years old and they're, but forget whether you're right or not, or that's hyperbole. It doesn't even matter. I do think seeing guys play basketball at this point is probably going to be a good thing for the country. I do, believe it
any
or not.
Sports,
about baseball.
Done. Any sport.
Baseball nine
and baseball,
days away.
All of sure. It.
Baseball.
Yeah. Right.
Because you know what? You got guys like me watching the golf playoff on Sunday. Shasky's sending me the link. I'm watching. I'm locked in. I'm watching NASCAR again.
Okay, what do you mean, link? It wasn't on TV? It wasn't on
TV. It wasn't on TV. Yeah, it was on CBS Sports
and you
Online.
It.
Yeah,
who else
it was CBSSports.com. But
I
needed something.
But here's the other thing. Let's say, there's serious things going on in this world. There's no doubt. Are there things more important than sports? Yeah, all this stuff's more important than sports.
No doubt.
But does that? But they're going to try to play. So does that mean? Well, we shouldn't enjoy it. I'm ready to enjoy watching some basketball if I'm really choosing my words here, you know, if they can pull it off and create an environment that's safer or as safe as what's going on in the rest of the country. So, and I'm going to enjoy it, and I'm not going to feel sorry. I'm not going to, you know, beat myself up over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I may shed a tear when we see basketball back. I may shed a tear. Honestly,
that's a problem.
I'm not even trying to be tone. Like, I get everything that's going on in the country, but I never thought in my life we'd go 4 months without major sports. Really.
Four.
I didn't think I could make it for 2 weeks, fellas. I really didn't during this pandemic. When it does come back, and, you know, kudos to Adam Silver, and whether you like it or not, kudos to baseball for finding some figuring this thing out. I may shed a tear when it comes back. By the way, Yasiel Puig, with Nick Markakis, veteran right fielder for the Atlanta Braves, he opted out of the season due to COVID-19. Yasiel Puig is signing with the Atlanta Braves. Yasiel Puig going to the dirty South, playing with the Atlanta Braves and my guy Ronald Acuna Jr. and company, the Braves. Yasiel Puig, that is a match. They have some big-time talent there. So Yasiel Puig is now on the Braves. We'll reset at the top of the hour, man. Talk about what Howard Askin had to say about Gabe Kapler. Get back into the Giants. Stiney's golf tournament. Got to hear what he had to say about the top 10, Guru's top 10. Plus, I think we got Guru's gripes coming up right here on 95.7 The Game on BSNG. Darryl the Guru Johnson, Matt Stein, and Sponta Hill. We'll be right back, and it's all brought to you by Fremont Bank, full-service banking. No compromises.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.